家早安。
Let's turn in our Bibles to the Gospel of Luke.
让我们翻到路加福音。
Chapter 16.
我们今天要看第十六章。
We're going to look at one of Jesus' parables. This one is about a rich man and a poor man.
圣经中有很多耶稣的比喻，这是讲到财主跟一个穷人。
And it looks at their lives, and then they are both, one is in heaven, the other is in hell.
在他们活的时候，好像一个是在天堂，一个是在地狱。
So let's read it together first in English, and then afterward in Chinese.
让我们先用英文来念，之后我们再用中文来念。
So read with me, Luke chapter 16 and verse 19. There was a rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen, and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate was laid a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who desired to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, even the dogs came and licked his sores. The poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. And in Hades, being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he called out, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in this flame. But Abraham said, Child, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things. Oops. And Lazarus in like manner bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in anguish. And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been fixed, in order that those who would pass from here to you may not be able, and none may cross from there to us. And he said, Then I beg you, Father, to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they also come into this place of torment. But Abraham said, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent. He said to him, If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead.
让我们继续用中文来念。第十九节，有一个财主穿着紫色袍和细麻布衣服，天天奢华宴乐；又有一个讨饭的名叫拉撒路，浑身生疮，被人放在财主门口，要得财主桌子上掉下来的零碎充饥，并且狗来舔他的疮。后来那讨饭的死了，被天使带去放在亚伯拉罕的怀里，财主也死了，并且埋葬了。他在阴间受痛苦，举目远远地望见亚伯拉罕，又望见拉撒路在他怀里，就喊着说：“我主亚伯拉罕呐、啊，可怜我吧，打发拉撒路来，用指头尖沾点水凉凉我的舌头，因为我在这火焰里极其痛苦。”亚伯拉罕说：“儿啊，你该回想你生前享过福，亚伯拉罕也受过苦，如今他在这里得安慰，你倒受痛苦。不但这样，并且在你我之间有深渊限定，以致人要从这边过到你们那边是不能的，要从那边过到我们这边也是不能的。”财主说：“我主啊，既是这样，求你打发拉撒路到我父家去，因为我还有五个兄弟，他可以对他们做见证，免得他们也来到这痛苦的地方。”亚伯拉罕说：“他们有摩西和先祖的话可以听从。”他说：“我主亚伯拉罕啊，不是的，若有一个从死里复活的到他们那里去，他 他们必要悔改。亚伯拉罕说，若不听从摩西和先知的话，就是有一个从死里复活的，他们也是不听劝。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, how good it is to be here together as your people.
亲爱的天父上帝，这是如此的美好，让我们一起可以在这边聚集。
We love to lift up our voices in praise.
我们愿意敞开我们的声音来敬拜赞美你。
Lord, we delight to know that you delight in the praises of your people.
我们很高兴的知道你喜悦你自己的百姓。
And Lord, now as we look into your word together, we pray you would speak to us.
如今我们现在在一起来读你话语的时候，求你自己对我们的心来说话。
Lord, we humble ourselves before you, ask you to open our ears and eyes, help us to see you more clearly.
求主让我们有谦卑的心，开我们的耳，开我们的心，来领受你的话语。
And how to walk in a manner worthy of being called Christians.
让我们真的能够活出与我们身份相称的行为。
So we'll ask it in Jesus' name for his glory.
我们这样是为了神的话，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, one of the main ways that we know, or one of the ways we know that God exists is our knowledge of evil.
有一种方法我们可以知道神的存在，就是让我们看到这世界上是有邪恶存在的。
We look around the world and we say this world is really messed up.
当我们看到这个世界的时候，我们这个世界看到的是很多错误的事情。
We see the warfare, we see the corruption.
我们看到有战争，我们看到有很多这个贪污的事情。
We see the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer.
我们可以看到有钱人越来越有钱，穷人却越来越穷。
And these things, we know that they're not just unnecessary.
我们知道这些事情其实是不需要的，也确实是非常不幸的。
More than that, these things are evil.
其实这个事情的本身可能就是一个邪恶的。
No other animal, no other species has this knowledge of good and evil.
其实没有任何一种动物，他们可以知道有这种邪恶跟好善美善的事情。
The Bible says that we have our consciences have this innate knowledge of morality of good and evil.
可是神却赐给我们人有一个良知，与生俱来的良知，让我们可以知道什么是好，什么是坏。
And it says that we know.That we will be accountable for how we live.
其实我们都应该知道，所以因为这样，我们都要为我们自己的生活来负责。
That someday we will have to answer to the Creator.
因为总有一天我们一定要面对神来向神来交账。
In fact, the Bible says that everybody on the earth knows. We know that God is angry.
其实我们在世上的人，我们都知道神常常是非常愤怒的。
He doesn't even have to tell us. We know that God looks at the world and gets very angry.
我们即使他没有直接对我们说，我们也知道神对这个世界其实常常是充满愤怒的。
Now, philosophers can pretend to debate these things and to question these things.
很多哲学家为这样的事情来争辩，甚至于他们在讨论。
But by the Bible, those debates are pretty irrelevant.
但是从圣经的角度来讲，那些争辩其实都是没有相关的。
We know these things to be true without anybody even telling us.
其实我们都知道这些事情是真实的，即使没有人告诉我们。
God has made it very, very clear.
其实圣经里面神告诉我们，非常清楚地告诉我们。
But to make it extra clear, he does tell us in his word.
特别他为了让我们更清楚，他把他的话语写下来给我们。
He tells us what makes him angry.
他告诉我们为什么为什么他是愤怒的。
He commands us to exalt justice and to reject corruption.
他要我们高举公义，去拒绝那些邪恶。
And he gave us the Ten Commandments.
他甚至给我们了十诫。
And he taught his people how to be compassionate to the poor.
他要我们去怜悯那些穷人。
And if we don't pay attention to this knowledge,
可是我们对这样的事情教导却不去重视它。
If we don't heed what God has told us in our consciences,
如果我们对神教导我们的事情不注意的话,
and if we don't heed what he says in his word,
如果我们对他所说的话不关心的话,
then we will never know or see God.
那我们就永远不会认识神，也不会见到神。
Jesus says that people can see all kinds of miracles. They could see someone rise from the dead.
即使我们可以看到很多神迹，甚至看到人从死里复活。
But of course, they still won't believe.
但是他们的心仍然不相信。
If they don't pay attention to what God has already revealed.
因为他们并不对神所显示给我们的事情，他们并不关心。
So Jesus says here at the end,He said to him, if they don't hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead.
所以刚刚我们念的经文当中，耶稣也是说，亚伯拉罕说，若不听从摩西和先知的话，就是有一个从死里复活的，他们也是不听劝。
Furthermore, Jesus says that even when these people do face judgment, they will still not be repentant.
而且更重要的是，耶稣甚至于说，即使这些人他们已经面对审判，他们还是不悔改。
So let's look at these two men.
所以让我们一起来看看这两个人。
First, there's the rich man.
首先我们看到的是讲到这个财主。
We don't know his name, but he lives in great luxury.
我们不知道他叫什么名字，但是他却生活得非常的富裕。
Said he had purple clothing. Purple was very, very expensive.
他说他穿的紫色的衣袍，紫色在当时是非常贵重的。
And it, when it says he had linen garments, is the word for underwear. He had linen underwear.
当他说细麻布的时候，那个是一个很好的质料，可以当做内衣。
And he ate sumptuously every day.
他吃了美好非常好的食物。
And he had a big home with a gate with dogs at the gate.
他有很大的房子，也有家里门口也有门，然后还有狗在看门。
And I don't think these were chihuahuas.
我想那个狗大概不是那个小狗，奇娃娃。
Last month I went to Huntsville and visited Michael.
上个月我去看在那个 Huntsville 去拜访 Michael 的时候。
And he had told me about his dogs.
他让我告诉我他的狗。
And Michael's such a big tough guy.I expected him to have big, tough dogs.
因为 Michael 是这么高大强壮的人，我期待他有一个很雄壮的狗。
I expected German Shepherds or Doberman Pinschers to come running out to greet him.
我以为是像猎犬之类的大狗会出来迎接我。
Five little Chihuahuas come running out.
结果是五只奇娃娃小狗跑出来。
Wagging their tails, so happy to see him.
在那边摇着尾巴，很高兴的看见我。
I think this rich man had big, big, tough dogs, guard dogs.
但是我相信这个有钱人他是大狗来帮他看房子。
And they ate from the scraps at his table.
而且这些狗从那个吃那个桌上掉下来的零碎。
And then there is this other man, Lazarus.
接着我们又看到另外一个人，他的名字叫做拉撒路。
The name Lazarus means the one who God helps.
拉撒路他的名字的意思是说神所帮助的人。
Now he's a beggar.But he's ill and he cannot even go around begging in the streets.
他虽然是一个乞丐，但是他没有能力在街上乞讨。
It says that he was laid at the rich man's gate.
这里告诉我们他躺在财主的门口。
So his friends, other people just brought him and laid him there.
很可能是他的朋友把他带过来，让他躺在那里。
And he longed for the food that fell from the rich man's table.
他渴望得到从那个有财主桌上掉下来的零碎。
Basically, he longed for the dog food.
或者我们可以说，他期待那个狗吃的那些食物。
Help was so near to him, but completely out of reach.
虽然财主就在旁边，但是他却没有得到任何的帮助。
Now, if we look at this, we want to read it in context of Jesus' teaching.
我们让我们了解一下耶稣在讲这个教故事的时候他的上下文是在说什么。
In chapter 16, before this, Jesus told another parable.
在这个16章路加福音16章之前主耶稣又讲了另外一个比喻。
And he told people to use your worldly wealth to make friends for eternity.
在那个前面的故事告诉我们说，叫我们用世上的钱财来结交朋友，能够带领我们一起去到永存的帐幕里。
In other words, said help to help people for God's sake.
这里也同时提醒我们，我们要帮助别人是为了神的缘故。
This man clearly was not doing that.
显然这个财主没有这样做。
Jesus also talked about being faithful with what God has given you.
主耶稣也教导我们，我们要对神所赐给我们的东西要有忠心。
Said if you're not faithful with a little, why would God give you the blessings of eternity?
如果你对小事都不忠心的话，神怎么会把更大事交给你，甚至把永恒赐你永恒呢？
And it says that the Pharisees, the religious leaders, were looking, they were sneering at Jesus when he said these things.
当时的宗教的人士法利赛人，他们却嗤笑耶稣。
Literally, they were lifting up their noses at him.
他们就把鼻子翘起来，看不起别人。
Because their entire judgment of people depended largely on wealth.
他们基本上是用人的财富来评断人的地位。
And Jesus said to them.
所以耶稣对他们说。
Said to them, "You are those who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts." For what is exalted among men is abominable in the sight of God.
耶稣对他们说，你们是在人面前自称为贵的，你们的心神却知道，因为人所尊贵的是神看为可憎恶的。
Okay, one more note about the context.
再提一下这关于这个上下文的内容。
We have a sequence of three parables here.
其实有一连有三个比喻。
Jesus talked about the prodigal son who wasted his father's wealth.
先讲一个浪子，他浪费了父亲的产业。
And then after that, he talked about a dishonest servant who wasted his master's wealth.
接着是我们刚刚讲过那个不义的管家浪费主人的钱财。
And here he talks about a rich man who wastes his own wealth.
这里我们看到财主他浪费了神给他的财富。
Completely living for himself.
他完全是以自我为中心的生活。
And so then God's judgment comes.
所以神的审判临到他了。
Lazarus is in heaven, the rich man is in hell.
拉撒路他进了天堂，这个财主却进到了地狱。
Did he go to hell because he was rich?
他进到地狱并不是因为他富有。
No, of course not.
当然不会是这样。
Abraham was wealthy.
因为亚伯拉，我们看到他也很有钱。
Isaac, Jacob, they were wealthy.
他的儿子以撒，他的孙子雅各都是有钱人。
King David, King Solomon, Job, all wealthy men, all faithful, God-fearing men.
甚至于大卫王、所罗门王和约伯，他们都是有钱人。
He went to hell because he had no interest in God whatsoever.
他会下到地狱，因为他对神的事不关心。
In particular, he knew nothing about God's grace or God's forgiveness.
特别是他对神的这个恩典跟怜悯，他完全不知道。
Look at what he says.
那我们一起来看他怎么说。
He is in agony.
他在那边受痛苦的时候。
And he sees Lazarus.
他在那里看到拉撒路。
And by the way, he recognizes Lazarus.
他认得拉撒路。
This was not some unknown man at his gate. This was someone he knew. He knew his name.
所以其实他知道拉撒路每天都在他的门口。
And the rich man says, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water and cool my tongue."
他跟这个亚伯拉罕说，请你差遣拉撒路来用凉水沾沾我的舌头。
There is no remorse.
我们在这里看到这位财主他还是并没有悔改的心。
Bob, do you see any regret here?
他似乎也没有后悔。
Any repentance?
他也没有懊悔的心。
Does he say, "I'm sorry, I was wrong, forgive me"?
他并没有对亚伯拉罕说，原谅我，我过去做的是不对的。
No, he says, "Send Lazarus to come and take care of me."
他只是跟他说，你把拉撒路叫来，让他来帮助我。
doesn't even talk to Lazarus, just talks to Abraham.
甚至于他并没有跟拉撒路对话，他只是跟亚伯拉罕来说话。
He can't imagine giving up his own self-importance.
他显然还是非常看重自己的地位。
And Lazarus says, no, he can't do that.
那亚伯拉罕说，对不起，我不能做这件事情。
So the rich man says, well, if Lazarus can't be a servant, maybe he can be an errand boy.
他说，如果亚伯拉罕不能够来服侍我的话，那能不能被差遣出去呢？
And what we want to see particularly is there is no contrition in his heart at all.
我们看到这个财主最终重要的是他没有懊悔的心。
And Abraham says, no, he can't go tell your brothers. They have Moses and the prophets.
Yeah, 亚伯拉罕接着说，我他不不用去，为什么？因为那些人他已经有摩西的教导。
So then the rich man tries to correct Abraham's theology.
所以这个财主想要纠正亚伯拉罕他的神学。
Says no, they need to hear more from God.
他说不对不对，我的兄弟们他们需要知道这个超过这个神的话语。
And then Jesus says, if they don't believe Moses.They won't believe even if man rises from the dead.
所以，但是亚伯拉罕对他说，如果他们不相信摩西所说的话，就是有人从死里复活，他们也不会相信的。
Now you might know the name Lazarus from one of the other Gospels, from the Gospel of John.
你们可能也知道，在圣经里面还有另一位叫做拉撒路的，在约翰福音里面。
And in John chapter 11, Jesus raised a man named Lazarus from the dead.
在约翰福音十一章，我们也看到耶稣让拉撒路从死里复活。
Everybody knew it.
很多人，大部分人都知道这个故事。
He was dead for 4 days in the heat, and it stunk.
他已经死了四天了，在当时那个热的天气，他应该是臭掉了。
Jesus raised him. Did everyone say, "Here is God"? He has raised someone from the dead.
所以当耶稣使他复活的时候，大家都看出这是神的作为，他曾死人复活。
Some people did believe.
所以是当时是有人相信。
Others said, we need to kill this guy.
但是却有其他人说，我们要把这个人杀死。
Anytime the Bible describes hell, there is no remorse, no regret, no repentance.
当圣经提到有地狱的这些事情的时候，在那边的人通常都是仍然是不悔改，他不认罪，不懊悔的。
Nobody says I'm sorry. Nobody asks for a second chance or a thousandth chance.
在那边的人通常仍然是不悔改，而且不是要求有第二次的机会，因为这个机会是很小。
They simply continue in their self-importance, in their idolatry.
基本上他们仍然在那个里面以自我为中心。
At the very end of the Bible, the last chapter, Jesus says this.
在圣经里面最后的一节经文，耶稣这样说。
Let the evildoer still do evil, and the filthy still be filthy, and the righteous still do right, and the holy still be holy.
不义的叫他仍旧不义，污秽的叫他仍旧污秽。唯义的叫他仍旧唯义，圣洁的叫他仍旧圣洁。
Translation: Haters are going to hate.
这里要告诉我们说，那恨人的人，他的本性就是恨。
That's very biblical. No repentance.
在这里，我们看到他并没有悔改。
Back in 1992.
大概在1992年的时候
biggest case of domestic terrorism. I'm sure you guys studied it in school.
在我们美国本土最大的一个恐怖事件
Oklahoma City, a couple of guys went and blew up a bomb, blew up a government building.
奥克拉荷马州的市政府被炸了
And they caught the guy who did it, Timothy McVeigh.
他抓到了那个犯罪的人
Killed 168 people.
他炸死了168个人
Injured more than 680 others.
680 多人受伤。
Nearly, well, half a billion dollars, more than half a billion dollars in damage.
超过$50 million的这个损失。
Everybody knew that what happened was evil.
每一个人都知道这样的事情是一个邪恶的事。
And of course, they had the doctors, the psychiatrists examine him. They said he's perfectly healthy.
当然，当这个医生做的博士在研究他的时候，认为他应该是健康的。
But he had no remorse, no regret, no repentance.
但是他仍然不悔改，不认罪，不懊悔。
He wanted a nationally televised execution.
他后来是在众人面前被判死刑。
He said that if there did turn out to be an afterlife,
他说如果真的有来世的话，
he said, I will quote, improvise, adapt, and overcome.
他说我会改写历史，我仍然会得胜。
And just before they executed him, they said, do you have any last words?
这是当人家在执行他死刑的时候，他最后的一句话。
And he gave them the poem titled Unconquerable, Invictus.
他给他们就是有一用一个诗，说是不可征服的。
It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishment the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul.
他说，即使这个不顾论这个窄门有多窄，怎么样的刑罚对我在这个圣经所说的，我是我生命的主宰，我是我灵魂的指挥官。
Now, this is an extreme example of someone facing judgment.
这是一个很特别的例子，当一个人面对最终审判的时候。
Everyone knows what they did was evil, but they are unrepentant.
虽然我们都知道他所做的是一个邪恶的事，但他却不愿意悔改。
The Bible says, you know, that is true on all levels. When we see corruption, people know it. And if they don't repent, they will never repent.
Yeah, 这也让我们看到很多人，其实他们做了坏事，但他不愿意悔改，他到至终他还是死不悔改。
And so we see this rich man.
在这里我们也看到这样的财主，这位财主。
No request for God's forgiveness.
他没有要求神赦免他的罪。
So that's the parable. How do we respond to this parable? What do we do?
那对于这样的故事，我们要怎么来回应呢？
Let me give you 4 points of application.
我愿意给大家有四个字典，我们来思想。
One, recognize the deceitfulness of wealth.
让我们看到这个财富常常是能够欺骗人的。
Jesus says the desires of this world, wealth,are like weeds in your life, and they can choke you.
当我们想要得到这世上财物的时候，就好像那个杂草一样，把我们的生命给扼杀了。
We can use our wealth to look good and to cover up our corruption.
我们常常看到很多人用他的财富来遮掩他们的恶行，来败坏这个世界。
It's a lie.
这是一个谎言的行为。
Here's a young woman, 17 years old. She won the lottery in England.
这是一位17岁的女孩，她在伦敦，英国，她赢得了这个六合彩。
Jane Park, actually, she's from Edinburgh, Scotland. She won the UK lottery.
她是苏格兰的爱丁堡人。
She was a temporary office worker, earning £8 and about $10 an hour.
她本来只是一个临时的雇员。他一个小时只有大概拿八英镑的薪水，就是大概10块钱一小时。
In her very first lottery ticket, she won $1.3 million.
可是他买了第一张彩券的时候，却赢得了130万的美金。
And now she wants to sue the government of England.
但是他却反过来要告英国的政府。
Wants to sue them for ruining her life.
因为这次的得奖让她的生命被毁坏了。
She says it's miserable being a billionaire. You should not have allowed such a young person to buy a lottery ticket and win.
她说这样的财富毁了她的一生，政府不应该让这么年轻的人去买彩券。
I thought it would make it 10 times better, but it's made it 10 times worse.
因为我以为我的生命会十倍的更美好，却想到却是十倍的更差。
One of her biggest troubles is she can't find a boyfriend.
因为最困难的事情，她没有办法找到她真正的男朋友。
Statistics show that lotteries, very often, at least half the time, ruin people's lives.
在从这个历史的记录来看呢，六合彩通常都让人的生命变得更不好。
A third to a half of people go declare bankruptcy.
大概有三分之一以上得奖的人呢，他们都宣告破产。
Even if they don't go bankrupt, they become alienated from family and friends.
就算他们没有破产，他们却与家人与朋友都隔绝了。
Perhaps just an example of how deceptive wealth can be.
这只是让我们一个用一个简单的例子来让我们看这个财富常常来欺骗我们。
So we need to regularly pull the weeds in our hearts.
所以我们常常要把我们心中的杂草给除掉。
Is there something in your heart, something that you cherish, but that you are not thanking God for?
是否有些事情拦阻你来认识神？
A relationship, a membership that distracts you from God.
是否这些朋友的交情、教会的关系都导致你没有办法来亲近神？
We need to guard our hearts.
我们必须保守我们的心。
That we're not lured away by the deceitfulness of wealth.
我们不要被这些谎言、虚假的事所牵引而远离了神。
You might need to break a relationship, quit a membership.
而我们要看重我们的友谊，我们的关系，跟神的关系。
This man loved his clothes, his linen underwear.
这个财主，我们看到他喜欢他华美的衣服，跟他细麻布的内衣。
I've asked before, what is it that makes you say, "Oh my God"?
我们想要聊，让你知道什么事情让你会说，哦，我的神啊！
If God is not the one whom you are saying, "Oh my God," about, then be very afraid.
如果你不是当你讲这个话的时候，如果不是单单仰望神的话，那是很可怕的一件事情。
So first, we want to pull the weeds in our lives.
所以第一个，我们要把我们心中的杂草除掉。
Second point of application, Jesus says that the first and two greatest commandments, right? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Those two commandments.
第二个我们要注意的是，耶稣告诉我们，有两个命令，就是我们要爱神，然后呢，另外我们也要爱我们的邻舍，如同爱我们自己。
These two commandments go together. They will stand or they will fall together in our lives.
这两个命令。是它是合在一起的，因为你缺乏一个，就会没有另外一个。
Jesus said, "But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth."
在圣经说，凡有世上财物的，看见弟兄贫乏，却塞住怜悯的心。爱神的心怎能存在他里面呢？小子们啊，我们相爱，不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。
One of the main results of the gospel gripping our hearts, one of the main results of putting our faith in Christ is going to be concern for the poor.
在这里我们要知道很重要一点，就是当我们领受了福音以后，很重要一点就是说，我们要爱那些穷苦有需要的人。
One of the central responses to the gospel is compassion for the poor.
所以我们的对这个福音的回应，我们就要怜悯那些穷人。
Today, all around the world, the church is growing fastest among the poor.
其实，在这个世界上面。教会成长最快的就是在穷人的中间。
In Leviticus chapter 19, God gives his people a list, a series of commands.
在利未记十九章，神给我们一连串的命令。
And there's this one phrase that he keeps repeating as he gives them the commands.
他有一句话不断的重复。
I am the Lord.
他说我是神。
He says, you show compassion, you care for the poor.
他说你们要有怜悯的心，要照顾穷人。
I am the Lord.
因为我是神。
Don't withhold wages.
他说不要不给人工价。
I am the Lord.
因为我是神。
Don't steal.
不要偷窃。
I am the Lord.
我是神。
Don't lie.
不要说谎。
I am the Lord.
我是神。
That if we want to honor God and love God, we are going to be compassionate and just.
如果我们要遵从我们的神的话，我们就必须按照他的命令，怜悯有需要的穷人。
The rich man didn't even give Lazarus dog food because he was only concerned about himself.
我们看到这个财主，他连狗吃的食物都不给拉撒路，因为他只想到他自己。
As far as how to show compassion, we want to be careful, we want to be shrewd.
当然，当我们在施怜悯的心的时候，我们也要谨慎，也要小心。
And that's another message for another day.
那个是我们以后的信息，我们到时候还会再解释。
Just want to make it clear here that Jesus expects us.
我们只是在这里讲清楚，耶稣期待我们所做的事情。
To care for the poor.
要怜悯，照顾，看顾穷人。
Third thing we want to notice, we want to take away, we must listen to the witness of Scripture.
接下来第三点，我们就是说我们要聆听圣经怎么对我们来说话。
The rich man, his brothers, did not pay attention to Moses or the prophets.
我们看到这个财主他们的兄弟不注意这个圣经的教导跟摩西的命令。
So if we ignore God where he has spoken,What other help for us is there?
如果我们忽略了神对我们所说的话，我们还能得到什么呢？
The message is, you know these things to be true.
这个信息要提醒我们说，神的话是真实的。
You're deliberately ignoring them.
你不能故意的去避免它，疏忽它。
And I know that even if you see someone rise from the dead, you're still going to ignore them.
我们也看到很多人，即使他亲眼看见。人从死里复活，他仍然不愿意认识神。
Someday the fog is going to lift. Everyone is going to see your heart for what is true.
总有一天，你心中那个隐藏的事会被揭露，神都知道。
So we meditate on this word.
所以我们要思想、默想神的话语。
Until it changes our hearts.
让神的话来改变我们的心思意念。
I have a friend named Roger who loves to collect baseball cards.
我有一个朋友，他名叫做 Roger， 他喜欢收集这个棒球的卡片。
And I remember back in school calling him up.
我记得我在学校的时候，我打电话给他。
I said the weekend. I said, "Hey Roger, what are you doing Friday night?"
那时候是在周末，我说，哎 ，Roger， 你在周五晚上要做什么事情
？He said, "Oh, Matt."I just got a bunch of new baseball cards. I'm going to look at them.
他说我刚刚拿到了一堆这个棒球的卡，我要利用这个时间好好的看看他们。
And I'm like, oh.
我差点，
That sounds awful.
我实在说不出话来。我觉得这实在是一个很可怜的事情。
Maybe I'll make a dentist appointment.
Maybe 我要跟他有一起吃饭。
Roger studied them. He knew them, and he loved them.
这位 Roger 他研究这个卡，他都认识这些球员。
He knew the game. He knew the players. He paid attention.
他知道每一个比赛，他知道这些球员，他都知道他们的细节。
And he could watch a game and he would have joy.
当他看这些比赛的时候，他感到很高兴。
It was personal for him.
对他来讲，这是很个人的事情。
You might watch a baseball game and it looks very boring.
对你来讲，你可能看棒球比赛，你觉得很无聊。
Roger looks at it and he sees things that you don't see, and he gets excited.
可是对 Roger 来讲，他看到那个比赛里面每一个细节，他都非常的兴奋。他看到你所看不到的东西。
Quite frankly, you multiply that by 1,000, and that's what we want to do with God's word.
如果你把这样的心情乘以1100倍的话，这就是你读神话语该有的态度。
We keep meditating on it until it grabs our hearts.
我们继续的思想默想神的话，直到它进入我们的心。
We come to church and we have relationships, so it's personal for us.
我们来到教会，我们是建立我们彼此之间个人的关系。
And if we ask, God will speak to us.
当我们寻求的时候，神就会对我们来说话。
Keep studying His Word.
继续不断地学习神的话语。
Together in church.
让我们一起在教会里面。
Can't have a baseball player without a baseball team. You can't be a Christian without church. We come here and we study together, and God will change our hearts.
你不能说有光有棒球队，可是没有棒球球员。同样的，我们是信徒，我们也必须要有教会一起来成长。
Okay, the final point to take away from Jesus' parable here.
接下来我要讲最后一点，在这里，耶稣这个经文所教导我们的。
He wants us to set our hearts on heaven.
他要我们定我们的心，看到永恒。
Yes, the Bible will teach us and guide us in being good parents.
不错，圣经会教导我们成为好人，然后成为一个好的父母。
It will help us to be better citizens.
也让我们成为一个好的公民。
Help us to be better workers, better team players.
让我们成为更好的雇员，让我们成为更好的同工团队。
But we're hoping for much more than that.
但是我们所追求的应该是超过这一些。
If all we're hoping for is in this life, it will not be enough.
如果我们只是单单寻求属世的事情的话，那是不够的。
We are looking forward to the banquet in heaven.
我们必须想望那个天上最后的筵席。
We want to weigh everything in light of eternity.
我们要看重这个未来，这个未来所要神要赐给我们的东西。
If we don't do that,
如果我们不这样做的话，
the things we cherish here,
我们在这个属世事情，我们所喜悦的事，
could simply become the idols that damn us.
这些事情都会成为我们的偶像，让我们将来都会受到咒诅。
Okay, here's the really good news.
让我给大家一个很好的消息。
God looks at the world, he sees the warfare, the corruption, the slavery, the poverty, and he's very, very, very angry.
首先，神看到这个世界上这些征战、这些败坏、这些奴役的事情，这些很多不好的事情，他是确实是非常的愤怒。
He says, somebody has to pay for this.
他说，必须有人来为这些坏事情来付上代价。
He says, He loves us, He will pay for it.
因为他爱我们，所以他亲自来为我们付上了这个代价。
You know, if God just said, oh, never mind, there would be no justice.
如果神说，哎呀，没有关系了，反正这个世界没有公义的话。
He says, He created us and loves us, and it's not His fault, but He will take the blame.
因为他爱我们，他创造了我们，所以这些事情不是神的错。
When you and I lie or cheat, we cannot point to God and say, it's your fault, I just did that.
所以当我们做了坏事的时候，我们不能指责神说是你让我做了这些事情。
But we can say, I am so sorry, please forgive me.
但是我们可以说，对不起神，我做错的事情。
And the really good news is that God delights to forgive.
最重要的是神喜悦我们的悔改。
And he delights to give us new hearts.
他愿意给我们一颗新的心。
He delights to strengthen us that we can walk in justice.
他给我们刚强壮胆，让我们可以行在公义的道路上面。
Especially that we can forgive others.
特别的是，我们可以原谅我们周围的人。
And that we can live lives that give to others sacrificially.
我们可以把我们的爱无条件给别人。
We have to keep our eyes on him.
只要我们愿意把我们的眼目放在神的身上。
He is faithful. He will make it happen.
他是信实的，他会应许，他会完成他的应许。
He does not want to judge.
他不愿意来审判我们。
If we don't accept his forgiveness, though, one day he will judge.
如果我们不寻求这样的怜悯的话，我们都会受到审判。
And there will be hell to pay.
而且我们都会进入下到这个地狱当中。
But he doesn't want to judge.
可是他不希望来审判我们。
For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, But in order,
在圣经告诉我们说, 神差遣他的爱子降世不是要定世人的罪,
but in order that the world might be saved through him.
乃是要叫世人因他得救。
So we urge you today,
所以我鼓励你们,
turn to Jesus.
让我们回转归向耶稣。
Say, I want to believe in you.
让我们说我要愿意来信靠你。
I want to trust you.
我愿意仰望你。
Yes, I am a sinner.
我们承认我们是罪人。
Forgive me, cleanse me,
give me that new heart. 给我一个新的心。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, thank you for your word.
亲爱的天父上帝, 我们感谢你把你的话语赐给我们。
Thank you, Lord, you make it so clear that you want us to be blessed in heaven for eternity.
谢谢你这么清楚地告诉我们，你不希望审判我们，而要把永恒赐给我们。
Lord, give us wisdom to guard our hearts.
求主你给我们智慧，知道我们怎么来保守我们的心。
To pull the weeds in our lives.
让我们把心中的杂草都可以除去。
To carefully study your word.
让我们认真地研读你自己的话语。
And Lord, to put our treasure in heaven.
让我们把我们的财宝积在天上。
Lord, when you come back, may we be eagerly waiting and watching.
当你再来的时候, 让我渴慕你的再来, 让我愿意等候你。
May we be eagerly waiting for the day that you take us home.
让我们, 渴望等待, 你来带我们回到你的天家。
In Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.